News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Yeah, I hope you heard an ad during that last section there for 1819news.com. So 1819news.com, that's how you find it online, and that has really become one of my go-to sources. You hear me rattle paper in the microphone? I resource the show. I spend, I bet I spend 3 hours getting ready for a three-hour show, a big part of which is pulling these resources together from different news sites all over the nation. Well, when I'm talking about Alabama stuff, though, I'll be honest with you, one of the first sources I check on now is 1819 News. And I know the folks that run it. I know the folks that write the stories. And I'm satisfied that when I'm getting a story from 1819, I'm not getting what I call all the skew and view, all right? I mean, I'm literally looking at news reporting like the way it used to be. And that's so hard to find these days. So 1819news.com. Now, they have editorial content. I write a piece that comes out every weekend on Monday. In fact, I got a new one that just came out. I want to encourage you, check them out, though. Their news is separate from the editorial, all right? The news tells you all the things you need to know about what's happening in and around your state. And they also, you know what I love about this? 1819 News, the staff over there, they love Alabama. And so they include stories that make you proud of living here. That's like the mantra of this show, too, right? So, yeah, I mean, I believe that you could say at any given time on the radio, this show will always say, Jesus is Lord, America is great, Alabama is beautiful, life is worth living. And the guys at 1819, they say the same thing. And so check them out, 1819news.com. You know, speaking of which, I said that I write a piece on 1819. I got a new one that came out yesterday. It's called A Fight Worth Having. It's a spinoff of a monologue that I did last week. You may recall that just recently, last Thursday, actually, the Alabama legislature took a serious swipe at wokeism as it attacks our kids. And so one of the things they did was that a bill was passed. It was called the VCAP bill. The VCAP bill is designed to prevent transgender puberty-blocking prescriptions, surgeries, and other things that transition a minor child into a, you know, something other than what they were born as, outside of their biological sex. Well, breaking news on that. I knew it would happen. By the way, I encourage you, go read my piece if you want to. It's called A Fight Worth Having. It's on 1819news.com. Birdman's going to have it posted also to rightsideradio.org today. But go check that story out. But at the same time, breaking news right now is the lawsuit that I knew was coming has been filed. So the Southern Poverty Law Center, go figure. The Human Rights Campaign, go figure. Are representing two transgender teens and two physicians, both of whom have filed suit, saying that this is unconstitutional in some way, that this law needs to be enjoined, if not repealed. The law doesn't take effect till May the 8th. There was a delay in the implementation. I'm not sure why they did the delay in the implementation, but nonetheless they did. But the suit has been filed as of today, I believe, and the suit is asking the court to overturn the legislation on constitutional grounds, if nothing else. And then on top of that, at the very least, to enjoin it during the pendency of the actual action. Now, I will say this. One of the things you look at is, okay, doctors are suing for the right to transition minors. They also say it also prohibits gender transition surgeries, although doctors told lawmakers those are generally not done on minors. Generally. He's not saying they don't do it. He's just saying it's not generally done. Okay. We just cut up some of them. Folks, that was a good bill. That bill needs to stay in place. And I'm hoping it does. Big lawsuit there. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Copper and I will be back here. We'll be with you the rest of the week. Solid conservative and just plain right. Y'all have a great night.